On our morning show today, we put the spotlight on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Joining us in studio, Eileen Stevens, president of GRACE, and the WALK chairperson, June Nee, is in with us as well to go along with the last morning show before the WALK. Eileen, it's getting right down there to the final weeks, isn't it?
It is. We are only a couple weeks away here, and there's so many, you know, there's donations coming in, and there's phone calls, and you feel the excitement building. So people are really getting in. You know, getting excited now.
And we've noticed here as we get ready for another radio auction, which will be the first week of August, but people are starting to kind of come out of the woodwork here and do some donating and things like that. So I think we're going to have a successful year. We hope so anyway.
Yes, I do honestly believe so, because like I said, the businesses and the community, the service area, they're just all so supportive, and it impacts a lot of people.
And there are some GRACE benefits going on this weekend. Maybe you'd like to talk about those.
I know of a few that are going on this weekend. Tonight actually is the euchre tournament at St. John's. So that's going on tonight is going on. This weekend we have Gary's Lawn Service, Team Pam's Posse, that was hard to say, they're having a bake sale, brat sale. They're doing a free will donation garage sale that will be out front of Gary's up there. And then, let's see, upcoming fundraisers, I got that one. August 1st, coming up in a few weeks, the Team Kearsaders at Mel's Microbrew, that's a former Dayton Hills outside, you know, go out past Simons and the high school, starting at 6 p.m. on August 1st, they'll have their big raffle drawing starting at 7 p.m., so just in time for the hunters to get their new hardware, also some nice prize or nice fishing rods and reels, lots of cash, over $1,000 cash will be given out that night. There's a bucket raffle, items from Vortex and Wisconsin Distributors. Pam's Posse is also doing a silent auction that night, and all that will go to their team. Then Mel's has a spaghetti dinner going on with a garlic bread, salad, meat sauce, and a dessert. And I believe they're only charging $8 for that. They said I'm sure there's more going on, and I apologize if I missed anybody. But tonight, get out to St. John's. They got their euchre tournament. All proceeds goes to their GRACE team. That begins at 5 p.m. tonight. Play begins at 8 or at 6 p.m. It's only $5 to enter. Be sure to grab your roll of nickels if you plan on getting bumped, because it's a nickel a bump. And they also have food and refreshments and door prizes all evening long.
Now, are they using the Bear Valley rules for that euchre tournament? Or
I don't know. I never asked her that, but...
Because I remember there always used to be different rules where you had to stay, you know, if you're down to two or whatever the case might be.
Yes,
so
yes.
You'll find out tonight. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun, yes.
Recently, we had a young lady on representing Gilda's House. I know you've got an event scheduled with Hannah, don't you?
Yes. So as you may remember, last month, I think it was, a PhD, Hannah Fry. She's doing some postdoc research, and she was here talking to the WRCO community, and she shared the opportunity where individuals are able to help shape a new program for cancer survivors. So what they're looking at is they're looking for adult cancer survivors who worked or are currently working during cancer treatment or have taken a leave of absence during cancer treatment and have since returned to work. So they're looking for those individuals because what they want to learn more about the rural community and some of the challenges that the rural community has. So she's wanting to hear from people in our service area. And I shouldn't just say our service area, because they can come here and participate if they meet the requirements. But they want to we have the opportunity to guide how this program is delivered and how they can tailor it to local needs. But there is a focus group taking place on Monday, August 17th, so that's the week after the walk, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's at the Richland Hospital, and we thank Angie for helping us get that set up. Gilda's Club, or the UW research program that she's working with, they will provide refreshments. We're going to pre-register the participants, and those that are eligible participants, they'll receive a $75 compensation to thank them for their time and helping out with the program. And they said they're framing a new program, so it's really an exciting opportunity for people. So anybody out there, if you are a cancer survivor or interested in participating, we'd really love to hear from you. You can contact Hannah directly. Her number is 608-513-6961. Or you can call the Grace office, 608-604-8255. Let us know you're interested, and we'll get you connected to Hannah. And again, your input can make a real difference in designing a program that works for cancer survivors in our community. So please let us know if you can participate so we can plan for space and food. And it's very important, as it gives individuals in rural Wisconsin, out here in Richland County and surrounding counties, to have input to UW research and the programs that impact our friends, family, and neighbors.
It's interesting because so many of us, you know, the ones that have gone on the cancer journey, yeah, unfortunately, you still got to work. And,
right.
You know, so a lot of people experience that. I'm sure looking back, they wonder how they did it. And I think it's maybe a source of strength for people that are just kind of going on that journey to figure out how it's been done, how other people survive.
Right. How do you get through this? There's so many roadblocks and barriers, but you know, they're stronger than they know at that time.
Yeah, most definitely. June Nee is here as well. June, it's coming down to the wire here for the big walk on the 14th of August.
Yeah, I was just jotting down all the little notes that I want to make sure that I get out there this morning for folks as they get ready to hopefully come out and join us for the 23rd annual Walk with Grace on Friday night, August 14th.
You've got a really good group of ambassadors this year again, don't
Yes,
you?
We do. We have Gary Schwartz, Michael Bradford, Babe Kraska, and Nancy Gear. And yeah, I hope people come out to support them and also look for their stories. They're going to be, I think Gary's is already out. They'll be in the Observer as they come in. So look for their stories out there. The ambassadors are always an inspiration. Everyone has a unique cancer journey story. And you just never know when telling your story could help somebody else. So we're really proud of them. We're really honored to have them. As I say every year, we're really just honored to have the ambassadors.
Yeah, I mean, you've done it before. It's not the easiest thing to do, to step up and do this, is it?
No, it's, yeah. And at the time I was an ambassador, we spoke a lot more. Now we don't make our ambassadors speak all the time. We just have them put their story in the paper and on the radio. So, yeah, listen for that, too. Those stories will be on the radio as well. And, yeah, and then they'll be at the walk. We'll introduce them, and they'll stand up and give a wave, and they'll start the opening lap with the honor guard.
For this year's walk on August 14th, will there be any changes? Is it pretty much the same you've done in the past?
No, it's pretty much the same. Our ceremony is going to begin at 6 p.m., and we'll have, you know, some special speakers, and we'll introduce the ambassadors. So it'll be a good time. We'll have somebody, a representative from Gunderson Amplify Health and UW Carbone, speaking a little bit, one of their research doctors or a representative will speak that night as well. To that, and I want to let everyone know, there is a little bit of a change this year. There is no survivors reception on the Wednesday before, so we won't have that, but we will have Captain's Night, and Captain's Night is that Wednesday, August 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m., at the Grace office entrance doorway. So we're just going to ask that captains or team representatives drop off their packets that night, just like they would every year, but except for we're just not going to have any kind of get together that night. So it'll just be that there'll be a representative waiting there, and we'll take their packets. And that's what Captain's Night will be this year.
So they don't have to go up and down the stairs.
Nope. We'll have a representative waiting down at the entrance door, and they'll take their packet and luminaries. Anything that you want to turn in that night is best, if you can turn in all your calendar raffle tickets. And I know also that those tickets are all out If you are not able to sell all your tickets, if you've got some that you know you're not going to sell, please turn them back into the Grace office so that we can get them out there for other teams, other individuals that would like some.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point to get those out there because generally you sell just about everyone that's available.
Yes,
don't you?
Yes. And we want to make sure that everyone that wanted a ticket can get an opportunity. So we just ask, it's not a big deal if you can't sell the ones you took, but just turn them in as soon as possible so we can give someone else an opportunity to sell those tickets and get that money for Grace.
The program will be pretty much the same as it's been in the past then.
Yes, we'll have the we'll have our speakers and then we'll have the honor guard after the Star Spangled or the
National Anthem.
National Anthem, yes, thank you. We'll have the honor guard will come up and they'll start the first lap, and right behind them will be our four ambassadors and their families. And we'll do the survivor's lap, and we'll ask people to join in, all survivors to join in for that lap.
Setup will be about the same as you've had in the past. People can start setting up, bringing their items where they want to camp out and everything that day,
yep,
too.
And we want to make sure that everybody gets there early to get your team site set up. I know that we'll be hearing from Eric Renish, my logistics chairperson. It's really important that no cars are going through that area after a certain time. And I'm not sure. I'm going to say 4, but it could be a little bit earlier. But please get your site set up, and then you're not able to drive your cars in there. It's just not safe. We want to protect all the people that are there at the park. You know, there's young kids, and we just want to make sure everybody's safe. So we'll get that information out to you, but we just ask everyone to please don't park in there after that time. And so, yeah, we're going to have a lot of great stuff. And I want to also mention that Kids Corner is going to be kind of in the middle this year. They've kind of gotten lost in corners in the past, and we're really trying to give them the spotlight because Angie Coonan is my chairperson for the Kids Corner and the Richland Hospital, and they have a great group of people who are going to be volunteering and bring lots of fun stuff for the children to do. There's also going to be Jamie and Craig Rogers are going to draw a butterfly there, but not color it in. So the kids can grab some chalk and color in the butterfly, and Angie and her crew are going to have some great fun games and stuff for the kids to do. So please, if you're bringing your children, bring them over there. Let them have them come over to the Kids Corner because it's going to be a lot of fun for them.
So in other words, will that be in the middle of the track?
Yeah, it's going to be in the middle of the track this year.
Okay.
We want them seen. And speaking of Craig and Jamie Rogers, I really want to thank them. We appreciate that they're using their amazing talent to just add that little bit more to Grace and the walk that night. They are going to do a new chalk art this year as well. So come out and check that out. It's amazing what they do. Last year with our baseball theme, that baseball looking like it was hitting the pavement and coming out. I mean, I get chills. It's just amazing. And then the first year they did it with the butterfly that looked like you were flying with it. It's just, their talent is incredible. And so please come out and check that out too.
Yeah, the pictures are cool that people get, but I think it's even cooler in person when you see that and get that perspective.
It really is. And then I want to mention too, our luminaries, that we usually record so that they're videotaped, and with some things that are going around or going on for some people, we're going to do taping on August 6th and August 13th. So we're really encouraging people to get their luminaries in as soon as possible to make sure that they're going to be on the videotape. Now, either way, even if you turn them in like me, sometimes I just get them in the night of the walk, they'll be out at the walk. They'll be out like normal, and they'll be red, but they will not be videotaped if they're after the 13th. So just wanted to put that little note out there. As soon as you can, turn in those luminaries too.
people sometimes decorating the luminary bags bring back a bag from the previous year too, right?
Yeah. You know, I just found a bunch of mine that either, you know, our kids or friends have made for me, and I've tried to keep them. And so I'm, you know, I'm going to get those out just to have as for me, just a reminder of the love that I've been shown and support over the years and stuff. And then also, I think that there's going to be new like stickers on the bottom so that it's going to be really easy for you to mark, you know, that you want yours saved. So look for that too, for your luminaries. That's it's a nice, because a lot of people want those back. I know I look for mine every year to keep. So that'll make it a lot easier too.
Are they going to be lit the same way?
I believe, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. Yep.
So I believe there was talk that they were going to try to look for some different kind of lighting.
Well, I think what we've done is just made the sand part a little easier.
Oh.
Linda Kleppe and Chris Powell and their crew, I think that they've come up with a way to make that sand part a little easier, because we've had some wonderful volunteers over the years stay after it's done and help us dump that sand and fold up the luminaries with respect and care. And I think they've just tried to find a way, hopefully this year with the sand to be a little bit different, so be a lot easier to clean up.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And we've always appreciated the help we've gotten after the walk.
Right. And you've had some groups, some 4-H groups and things like that. It's a great way for a group to get some of their service in too.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And yeah, and don't forget the come in and check out the silent auction and bucket raffle we're going to have at the walk. It'll be in the building and the gymnasium part there. That's always so much fun every year. I like to keep an eye on some things and go in and check out my bid. And so that's a lot of fun. So encourage people to come out and support that as well.
You've won a lot of items, right?
Yep, I have. Yeah, yep, I've won a lot of items.
Big winner.
I know. I think one year there was a Bears flag that I was competing for. It was a Matt Forte Bears flag, and I wanted that so bad. And I kept going in there and checking that bid, and I won it.
You did?
Won it. It's down in my Bears room, so.
Sounds like that was a loss either way, but it was a win for Grace, right?
Yes, it was a win for Grace.
Something like that. Eileen, maybe you could talk about our radio auction is coming up the first week of August. We always get great response, and some of the early returns are looking really good for people that are interested, right?
Yes, they certainly are. And people can check out our Facebook page, the Walk with Grace Facebook page. I do have an album out there that I keep adding to. But everything in that album, that could be radio auction, silent auction, bucket raffle. So I just put them all in one album. But some of the bigger items that we're getting turned in, Philback, of course, is donating some Packer and Badger tickets. The Packer October 29th game, it's a Thursday night, and then November 7th, a couple Badger games, or the November 7th Badger game, two sets of two tickets for that one. Walch's Ace Hardware. Now, for those of you that are out there gardening right now and getting ready that you're going to preserve your goods, pay attention, because Walch's is donating $450 in canning jars and lids. I've got to learn more about this one, but if I was preserving food, it'd be one I'd certainly be paying attention to. The Walch's is also, they have a Vortex scope for a rifle that's water and fog and shock proof, aircraft grade aluminum construction, has a fast focus, so that's a $370 item, manufactured suggested retail price item. Walch's Ace also has a steel gas chainsaw with, it says, excellent power to weight ratio on that. It's they said it's a workhorse for land and maintenance and cutting firewood. Jensen Casting, of course, they donate these fabulous fire pits. Always a very high value item, and I'll tell you, it would complement any backyard that anybody would want to put a backyard patio in. This is a prime item for that. Do It Center, the American Do It. If you haven't seen our Facebook page, they've got a $1,000 gas grill that they will be putting on the auction for us. And the hunting blind, out at Gary's Lawn Service right there on Sextonville Road. It's a high quality blind made by the Amish. It has a double entry handles with two locks on it. It's very nice. I've been in it a couple times. And then they also have a very sturdy movable clothesline. So it's a solid unit, but it doesn't require, you know, the poles and stuff being dug and fixed into your lawn. We've got great items coming. We've got, you know, I don't know what's going where yet for the other items, because the auction committee will be meeting and they decide where each item goes. But check out that Facebook page, because there, and I still have a ton of stuff to add yet. It just keeps coming in.
It does.
Which is a great problem to have.
It is. And so that's a good reminder for people that the auction committee is really going to be divvying up where everything goes Monday night. Right. So try to get those things in, or speak right to one of us, and we'll try to get in the auction. And if you miss it, silent bucket auction that night of grace is also available too.
Right, right. And the night of the silent auction bucket, I mean, we really want stuff turned in prior to that event, because we have to get it all cataloged and numbered and paperwork assigned to it. But we do know there's some fresh baked goods that people will be baking that morning, that we know that's coming in last minute. But anything else, you know, we certainly want in advance, so we can get it added to our album and get all the paperwork and recording done in advance.
Yep, and we'll have that link on our website when all of that stuff gets compiled, too, so you can find out what day it is. Call the radio station for a bidder number, 647-2111, during regular business hours, and we'll get your bidder number if you want to get the early jump on that, which starts, again, the first week of August. I know the other thing we wanted to talk about, because we talk about the auction, we talk about raising money, but we haven't talked as much this morning about the need. And I think you have some recent numbers, don't you?
Yes, we do. There's always a need, and we can never emphasize that enough. So Rose with Client Services, she sent us some updates here. So in the month of June, just this last month, they had 9 applications that were approved. 8 of them were first-time applications. So that's kind of intense. 6 of the applications were from Richland County, 3 from Grant County. And then for those approved, that was $24,250 committed in June of 2026. And then the benefits paid in total in June, because, you know, some people have previous amounts they're using. So benefits paid in June totaled $18,425.67. That's the highest month this year that is paid out in one month. The average benefit per month is typically $13,500. And then total benefits paid since September of 2025 has been $135,612.35. So as you can see, 8 new applications last month. That's it. The need is not going away anytime soon, and we need that support for everyone in our service area.
Yeah, we always talk about the good numbers, which we've been just blessed to have over the years, and there's certainly a need. It's getting used, isn't it?
It is definitely getting used, you know, between the need of the individuals that have the need for it. We, you know, continue to support the medical community with, you know, the Richland Hospital, the Boscobel Hospital, which we, you know, purchased for Boscobel. We purchased a Chester chest, which they use to, you know, practice and train their staff for the ports. We have to get pictures of that yet, but it is. There's just such a need, and the continuing education and the screening and prevention, it's nicely supported, and we appreciate everybody that makes that happen.
And the Grace number and ways to get a hold of Grace, is it better through the website these days? Or
so if you email us, you can email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com. So gracelocalcancer, that's one big word, @gmail.com. Or you can contact our office, call 608-604-8255. And that's for anything. If you need, you know, looking to donate, looking to whatever, just give that number a call. Looking to volunteer. We need volunteers. So especially with the auction going on right now, lots of work to do.
And luminaries are available as well?
Luminaries are available. They're available in the office. I know Linda has them at many businesses in the service area. There's some available at the Boscobel Chamber. There's some available at several of the banks throughout the service area. Just ask and we can get you that list.
No doubt. June, anything else you wanted to add today?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I saw in my notes that Eric is asking that all vehicles be out of the area by 3 p.m. So I want to correct myself. I said 4. So we do want to make everybody safe. And so I know Eric will be on at some point and talking more about the changes and different things that he'd like to get out there. But we do want to just reiterate that all vehicles must be out of that area by 3 p.m.
Okay.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is I said there was no survivors reception, but that doesn't mean that we have forgotten about our survivors. We want to have all the survivors, when they come to the walk, they can still register there at the walk, and we'll be, our committee will be by the Killian Meyer building. By 4:30, they can start registering, and they'll get your little butterfly pin that tells your years of how long you've been, you know, cancer-free or since you've been diagnosed. And then you also get a little gift. So I wanted to put that out there as well. And then to talk about the food at the walk, the food trucks that we have available right now that we know that are going to be there is Utter Brothers, Beef Producers, Jovita's Kitchen, and TKO. So we've got some great food trucks that are going to be there. I know my committee chair, Jen, is working on maybe a drink thing or something. So she's got that maybe, but we haven't got that confirmed yet. So, but we'll have some great food and drinks there for everybody, water and soda pop and malts.
Mm-hmm. Which always tastes good, that's for sure. And,
yes, yes.
It's just a good celebration. It's kind of like a carnival, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. It's our party at the end of our year of all of our teams and people fundraising, getting the word out there and working so hard for Grace, just being generous. And so it's kind of a celebration to remember those that we have lost and to honor those survivors that are still fighting and on their cancer journey. And so it's just a night to, you know, celebrate all of that and all of our hard work in this community and the areas around us that are in our service area and all the support. And it's an amazing thing to be a part of and to see. So, and the main thing is for all of us is to help those in our community and their surrounding communities that have been diagnosed with cancer.
That's the whole goal. Eileen, yours to a good walk, right?
Yes, yes, we're going to.
And good weather.
Good weather.
Oh, we put the order in already, so we've got that.
Yes, we do have a plan B, but I don't want to use it. I hope we have a day like today.
Yeah.
This week here has been just beautiful.
I think plan B was only used maybe one time in the history. And then the one year I know we were going to be moving inside, then all of a sudden the weather just miraculously cleared up. Yep. So, we'll see. Well, thanks for you ladies and
yeah,
what
thanks,
you do.
Phil.
You
all right,
bet.
Thank you, Phil.
Talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Again, watch for the WRCO websites and our socials. We'll be getting some of those auction items up in the schedules early part of next week and putting it all together for the radio auction, which is going to be held the first week of August. And you can see some of those items online. As we mentioned, Gary's Lawn Care has a couple of those items for Pam's Posse. And one other thing I don't think we mentioned, and maybe mentioned again, but teams will be getting credit in some instances for their team on the radio auction.
Right. I don't have the criteria right here in front of me, but yeah, for the radio auction, we talked about for teams that make a donation valued at more than, I think it was $200,
okay.
That during the radio auction that would be credited. The auction committee has to select items, so we don't know what's going to be there yet. And then that team would be credited with that dollar amount.
If they wish.
Mm-hmm. Up to $200, I think it was.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming in today. Eileen Stevens and June Nee joining us talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.